Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Many countries around the world require you to pass a test on civic knowledge. Things like geography, law, politics, history, to try and gain citizenship to their country. Now, there's no such test in Ireland. And I was reading Sarah Hart in the Irish Examiner today. She was writing about this. Do new Irish citizens need to know more about what it means to be Irish? Gina London is a leadership communications expert and Sunday Independent columnist. Gina's with us on the line. Gina, do you think that people should have to sit a test to gain citizenship to Ireland?
Well, this is a very personal question for me, Andrew, because in fact, I do, you can hear my accent, I'm American, those of you who don't know me, and I do now have all my citizenship paperwork submitted into the Department of Justice. And so for ease, I would say, no, I'm good. I've done all my paperwork. But honestly, as I was reviewing in advance for this segment, because your researcher was talking to me, and I said, you know, I've never even looked at the questions that are required for citizens who are being naturalized into the United States. And I couldn't have gotten 100%. And I was surprised by that, because I would consider myself, as a former reporter, someone and who covered American Washington politics, I thought, I'm going to know all of these.
Yeah.
But one of them, for example, says, how many amendments are there? And I thought, off the top of my head, I'd guess more than 20, but I wouldn't have had it exact. Guess what? It's 27. I did not know that.
Right.
And so, honestly, now I'm thinking about it in the country. I'm not, please don't make an amendment here in Ireland and change it, because it's apparently an 18-month waiting process to get your paperwork through here, which is pretty long from my way of thinking. So please don't put on top of it, now I have to take a test. But objectively, I think it actually does make sense, because it would be, first of all, I would study for this test, obviously. And then one of the things on the U.S. one, it says, name your U.S. representatives and name your senators. And if you were going to push me right now and say, name my local councilors and name all my TDs, and I don't know that I would get 100% on that either.
But
and
does it really matter? I wonder, though, Gina, does it really matter?
Well, I guess that's the question. Do you want an informed citizenry? Do you want a citizenry that is paying a bit of attention to? I think it does, from the standpoint of what I would have taken it upon myself to understand the history, because I'm passionate about the stories of where I live. But if I hadn't push myself to go, not everybody would be reading about 1916, and not everybody would, but you were just talking about the 50th anniversary of this attack in for the Troubles. And I wonder if everybody who comes could even say, hey, what were the Troubles? I think it's important when you do choose to become a citizen of a place to dedicate some time to knowing and understanding about the place that you are choosing to call home. So I actually think
it's not a bad idea.
Now there's a commitment, because you've been paying taxes and you've been doing all the things that you need to in order to make yourself become a citizen through the national citizen process. But why not, I think, is the bigger question. Why
not? It's funny, we're like, a lot of other countries do it. If you're
think of
all of the Irish, you know, out in Australia, if they want to get the right Irish citizenship, they have to sit through a citizenship test. I know it's the very same in Canada. I know people who've sat the Irish citizens who've sat the Canadian citizenship test there. There are other countries that do it, but you think there's no harm. It's something that maybe we should look at here.
Yeah, you know, in all seriousness, I'm joking about it to expedite my own.
I know.
But from a serious standpoint, I think it actually would be a benefit. What would be the detriment to it, you know? Because as I was looking at the 100 questions, geography, government, and civics, that are, you pull 10 apparently when you're going through the United States naturalized citizenship test, and then you need to get 6 out of those 10. I thought, you know, this actually is a well-rounded awareness of where I live, its history, its acting government, and why wouldn't you ask that?
Chair is with us on the line as well. Gina, stay with us. Chair's in Selbridge. Chair, I believe you had to do the citizenship test in Australia. What was that like?
Hi, Andrea. Yeah, I did. So I did it back in 2018. I had lived in Australia for a number of years before that. But the test was really straightforward. It was 20 multiple choice questions and you had to get a 75% pass on it. And it was just made up of different questions, things about Australian values, things about the geography, things about their history. I think it included five values-based questions and you had to get those five ones. You had to get those correct. It was really straightforward. It's a bit like doing the driver theory test here in that you could do lots of practice tests online. There was loads of resources you could do. So I kind of agree with Gina. Like it was beneficial. Like there was no downside to it. You just became more knowledgeable about the country, about the politics, about the way of life there. You were more informed. And I suppose just aware of what was going on. So yeah, I kind of agree. There's no harm in it.
No harm. I actually, do you know what? We had a look at the Australian citizenship test here this morning. So it's 20 multiple choice questions. So just to give you a flavour of the kind of things that, not going to quiz you now, Ger, live on air again. You've already passed it. Yeah, you've already, you might remember some of them though. What are the colours of the Australian Aboriginal flag? Is it black, red and yellow, green, white and black, or blue, white and green?
Yeah, black, red and yellow.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, well, that's one star.
Yeah, and the thing about it is you've lived in the country. To get to that point, you have to spend 4 years in the country. This is Australia now I'm talking about. And one of those years is as a resident. So, I mean, there's no way you're going to live in the country and not pick up a lot of that information anyway. So a lot of it's very obvious. And then other things, you know, if you practice, you'll get it.
Well, there's what's the capital city of Australia? What's the Commonwealth coat of arms? Then they also have statements number 7. Which of these statements about government in Australia is correct? That they do allow some religions, the government is secular and religious laws are passed by Parliament. You have to pick A, B or C. So it's a multiple choice. You have to get 75%. Yeah. But is there a focus, though, beyond your kind of general knowledge around, you know, just general knowledge and history in Australia? Is there a sort of a broader understanding or any sort of assessment around attitudes towards women, LGBTQI plus communities, people with disabilities, additional, like, is there any focus on that at all?
No, I can't remember if they went into specifics around that, but they definitely, there's a lot of values questions. So they'll talk about equality and fairness and, you know, it being a democratic society and everyone having the right to vote. So they definitely go into kind of that side of things. I'm not too sure if they go into specifics. No, I can't remember. It's been a while.
Okay. Jess is with us too in Wicklow. Jess, you're a Canadian citizen living in Ireland. You haven't applied for citizenship yet, though. Is that right?
I have an online application that's half filled out, but I typical can't get the paperwork together.
Yeah. Do you think you should have to sit a test here?
I think I agree with everybody. You should generally have a good, you know, foundational knowledge of the country that you've chosen to emigrate to. I think, like, being in Canada, I had Polish friends growing up and who had immigrated over, and I remember when they sat their citizenship tests. And it reminded us a lot of, like, I guess, social studies 10 classes. I did the types of questions that they were asking. I don't know if a test is relevant for when you're applying for citizenship in terms of, like, if you'd failed, you not get citizenship on that basis. I know in Canada, if you fail it 3 times, you then have to sit through an interview. And if they don't, if they feel you don't pass in the interview, you fail and you have to restart the whole process. I guess it kind of comes to, like, what defines you as being an Irish citizen. I mean, I guess having a knowledge of your state is important that you're choosing to move into. But whether a test is required, I'd kind of be on the fence. I'm impartial. Like, if I had to sit one, I'd sit one.
Do you? What about you, Fessel? Fessel is with us on the line as well. This is something that you've actually been discussing recently.
Yes, thanks for taking me on this important issue on Newstalk. Well, Ireland is a different country. Ireland is not like Canada, and Ireland is not Australia, US or UK. When we immigrant, we choose to live in this country, there was something else in our mind. Ireland is simple, Ireland is slow, and Ireland is for everyone. When I got my citizenship, I remember a speech of Justice Minister. He said that You can keep your language, you can keep your culture, and you can keep your own things. Don't forget it. We want these things as well. Now, what I feel that when we get our nationalization or citizenship in this country, average age of us is around 40 years old or more than that as well. So this citizenship, this naturalization, or this privilege is not for us. It's for our next generation. Our generation, or the people they came from different countries. Mm. I interviewed a lot of people.
So this is people coming. This is people looking to gain citizenship to Ireland.
Well, when they came here, they have different grounds. Let's say health and disability grounds. They have age-related grounds, humanitarian grounds, and the socioeconomic grounds as well. Let's say a refugee or asylum seeker came here. He fled from his country on extreme situation, and he is not educated. He is disabled, or he's somewhere he feels difficult to study. He feels difficult to know new things. It's difficult for him. I will tell you my story. When I went to DBS, when I was not fully Irish, I went there for a master's program, and I was told that I need to complete IELTS test, and I need to get minimum 6.5 points in it. Now, I was very scared. I got my 7.0 something, but I was scared that maybe I will lose this. So my focus was not my master's. My focus was to learn the English again.
Yeah, okay.
After 2 years.
Okay. So it's sort of, you think it will be a barrier for some people?
It will be a barrier. My wife, she wanted to complete her driving license, but we have kids. And she can't complete her learner's...
If other people have to do it to gain citizenship in other countries, and we've just heard the examples there of Australia and Canada, like, why shouldn't people have to do it here?
Ask them how difficult it is for them. It's extra thing. It's an extra hassle for them. We don't need it here. That's the main thing to know, that we're in Ireland. We're not in UK. They have their own system. They have their own rules and regulations.
Okay.
And they have their own future projects.
Well, I want to hear from people today about this. Do you think you should have to pass a test on Ireland, whether it be history, geography, something to do with the political system, the legal system, to gain citizenship to Ireland? As we've heard examples, it happens in other countries. Not every country, but it does happen in some. Damo in Germany says, I know many people who've taken the citizen test here in Germany. They just learn the answers to the standard set of questions, and once they've passed, they've forgotten absolutely everything within a couple of days. They said they learn nothing about of any importance to their integration into German life. 087 1400 106, that is the WhatsApp number. I want to hear your thoughts on the accessing a citizenship test before you become an Irish citizen.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.